Hearken to me, gentlemen, come and you shall hear about the boldest brothers that ever born were. The one of them was Adler Young, the other was King Esmere. They were as brave men in their deeds as any far and near. As they were drinking ale and wine, Adler Young did say, "When will you marry a wife, brother, to make us glad and gay?" Then up spoke King Esmer, and he spoke heartily, "I know not a lady in any land suited to marry me. King Adler hath a daughter fair, men say her wits are keen. If I were king here in your stead, I would make her my queen." He says, "Advise me, dear brother, throughout merry England, where we can find a messenger between us two to send." He says, "You shall go yourself, I'll bear you company, for many a man has been deceived, and I fear lest so should we." Then they prepared themselves to ride on two swift, sturdy steeds. When they came to King Adlan's hall, of red gold shone their weeds. "You have a daughter," said young Adler, "men say her wits are keen. My brother would take her to wife, of England to be queen. Yesterday after my daughter came, the king and his son of Spain, and to him she answered, 'Nay, I doubt not she'll do you the same.' But grant me," says King Esmer, "for this one thing I pray, that I may see your daughter dear ere I go hence away." Down then came the maiden fair with ladies by the wall, and a half a hundred of bold knights to bring her from bower to hall. He says, "God save you, dear madam, God save you whom I see." She says, "You're welcome, King Esmer, right welcome unto me. And if you love me as you say so well and heartily, all that ever you came about soon sped now it shall be." Then up spoke her father, "Dear, my daughter, I say nay. Remember well the King of Spain, what he said yesterday. He would pull down my castle hall and rob me of my life. I cannot blame him if he does, if I rob him of his wife. Your castle and your hall's father are strong within without, and so the king and his son of Spain we need not stand in doubt. Plight me your troth now, King Esmer, by heaven and your right hand, that you will make me your wife, make me the queen of your land." Then King Esmer plighted his troth by heaven and his right hand, that he would marry her to wife and queen of all England. And he took leave of his lady fair to go to his own country, to bring his dukes and lordly knights that married he might be. But soon did come the King of Spain with fighters many a one. He vowed he'd wed the lady fair before the week was done. She sent out after King Esmer, the word went speedily, that he must either turn and fight or lose his fair lady. "I bring tidings, King Esmer, what tidings now, my boy? The thing that I must tell you, it will you sore annoy. For in has come the King of Spain with fighters many a one. He comes to marry your lady fair to his foul heathen son. Now you advise me, brother dear, my advice must come from thee. Now is it best to turn and fight or leave my fair lady?" "Hearken to me," says Adler Young, "it's advice you ask of me. I quickly will devise a way to set your lady free. My mother, she was very wise, much magic she well knew, and many things not learned in school she taught for me to do. There grows an herb within the field not known of in the town. Thy color, which is white and red, it will make black and brown. A color which is brown and black, it will make red and white. No sword in all of England upon thy coat will bite. And you shall be the best harper, and from the north country, and I a singer of the best that ever you did see. It shall be written on our foreheads, by magic yet all shall see. We are two of the boldest men in all this fair country. And there and then they prepared to ride on their two trusty steeds. And when they reach King Adlan's hall, of red gold shone their weeds. And when they come to Adlan's hall, up to the king's hall gate, there they found a porter, and he bade them wait. We are harpers, says Adlan Young, from out the north country, and we have come into this place, this wedding for to see. He says your color were red and white instead of black and brown. I'd say his brother and King Estmir again were in this town. King Estmir took a ring of gold and laid it in his hand, saying, Porter, all we ask of thee, know not we're in this land. King Estmir entered at the gate, rode right into the hall. The froth from off his bridle bit in the Spaniard's beard did fall. The King of Spain said, proud harper, put thy horse in a stall. 'Tis not beseeming a stable should be made of this king's hall. My brother fights, King Estmir said, he will do naught that's meet. Hast thou a man is able for my laddie now to beat? Ay, there's a man within this hall will beat the lad and thee. Oh, when he hast beat well, my lad, then he shall beat me. Down then came the fighting man, looked him from foot to ears. For all your gold, O King of Spain, I will not meet him near. He said, 'tis writ on his forehead, and all in magicry. For all the gold that's under heaven, I will not fight with thee. Then King Estmir, he drew his harp and played a pretty thing. The lady rose up from her place and would have left the king. King Estmir took his lady fair, made her his wedded wife, brought her to merry England with her to spend his life.